Can you just dive into the deep end of the pool and make it work? Yeah, maybe you can. But I didn't. Temper expectations and just take it easy, wait a day, sleep on it. Personally, I think responding with emotion instead of reason can sometimes be an expensive reaction. Depending on your visual preferences, either as Curly Howard said in that one particular episode, go slow, of course means go slow, or choose wisely from that Woody Harrelson film. The Culinary Libertarian Podcast, episode 36.
Yo, welcome to the Culinary Libertarian Podcast, where the philosophy's free, but the food's on you.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the podcast. Dan Reed here, the Culinary Libertarian. Happy to have you here. Happy to be here. Head over to my podcasts page, culinarylibertarian.com/podcasts, and join me in my Eating Liberty Facebook group. You can also find tabs to follow me on Twitter, Minds, Gab, and Bitbacker.io, as well as subscribe to my cooking show, so to speak, on YouTube. You can support the show by being a patron on Patreon. At the $3 and $5 monthly levels, I have a bumper sticker or a Culinary Libertarian coffee mug for you. Please do find and rate the show on your favorite podcatcher and leave a positive review. Those actions move the show up and let more people find it. The more people who are listening are the more people who get cooking. Those ratings and reviews also are a way you can support the show. And you can also support the show and bite back against your state education with a subscription to Tom Wood's Liberty Classroom with my affiliate link, culinarylibertarian.com/biteback. Click through to see which of over 20 courses is the right one for you to start filling in the gaps of your political, historical, and economic education. culinarylibertarian.com/biteback. As we are in the last weeks of the academic calendar, it is a good time to reflect on what your kids were exposed to. Did they learn public speaking skills? Did they learn how to start their own home business? Did they learn how to start a website? The Ron Paul homeschool curriculum teaches all those skills and more in an affordable, self-taught, video-based course which exceeds the education your kids get from the state. Your kids will get history and English and science and chemistry as well as personal finance. Click over to culinarylibertarian.com/homeschool. Click through to see some examples of how the lessons appear. culinarylibertarian.com/homeschool. Today is a solo episode. I'm talking about some of the first steps in starting to earn an income through affiliate marketing and e-commerce. An online income is increasingly popular, but with this popularity comes competition, and that can get confusing. It's a big space, and it's hard to know where to start. I've made some missteps along the way, and I wanted to share some of that with you. The one constant with internet income is there's always change, but the principles remain. The principles seem harder and harder to find with all of the shiny bits presented every day as the, wait, here it is. So, without further ado, here's me. A side hustle, or an online business, or make a passive income. Sounds great. Where do I sign up? If you are just learning about or hearing about the possibilities of an online business or a side hustle, which is a non-pejorative term for a side job, then maybe you've also heard about affiliate marketing and email marketing and the list. The list. You need a list. The money's in the list. I have started some of those things, ended some of those things, and still toil sometimes in angst and frustration over how much effort goes into passive income. I'm going to share some of my experiences and frustrations with the online/e-commerce adventure. I have been working at this for some while and have succeeded, almost in spite of myself, to find some ways to have affiliate relationships earn me an income. So first, some terminology. What is affiliate income? An affiliate is me, or you, the blogger or emailer who represents a company, say Amazon. That means a few things. You, as that representative, have access to the full selection of Amazon products to suggest to readers of your blog or to readers of your email. To suggest that item, say you're going to suggest a shoelace tire, and you post that up on your blog. Amazon generates a specific coded link which you post on your blog. Customers click that link and make the purchase of that shoelace tire, and you earn a small commission at no cost to that customer. You earn that commission for them buying the product you suggested. Many companies have affiliate opportunities. I have affiliate relationships with probably more than a dozen companies. Most of them are somehow food related, and some of them are very well known, such as D'Artagnan, which is a meat and truffle vendor, popular in the restaurant business, or Savory Spice, which is one of my favorites. But one does not need to go to Savory Spice to get that affiliation. You don't go to Savory Spice or to D'Artagnan to get that affiliate deal. In the cases of those companies, you go to another company. So there, it gets confusing quickly. D'Artagnan, Savory Spice, Le Creuset, Olive Nation, they don't handle the affiliate side of their business necessarily. That's a complicated thing. So they're going to have somebody else, a third party, take care of that. And so there is a company in whose sole job is managing all these other companies. The most popular ones that I know of are ShareASale, ClickBank, CJ or Commission Junction. There are other ones. And then there are another kind of affiliate relationship would be with a company called JVZoo, which we'll try to cover in a minute. I'll have a link to ShareASale so you can see what the companies are that they represent on today's show notes page, which will be culinarylibertarian.com/36. So blogging and emailing aren't really the same thing. With a blog, you're going to need an internet hosting service, and with emailing, not so much. We'll try to keep this fairly simple. It's just about here with the difference between email and blog affiliates that the vastness of what is possible and of what is being done and of what awaits you is just almost overwhelming. I have no intention of covering it all because I don't even know it all. What I do know is that there are lots of vendors out there looking for affiliates, which is me and you, to recommend their products. And then on that recommendation and the sale, we earn a small commission. The idea of this all is that you reach enough people with your one item, your shoelace tire, and people who need it buy it. But it's not just the one item. It is a variety of affiliates and a variety of products into a variety of niches, and the aggregate of all of this is the practice in theory is that the more people you reach with those offers, the more your conversion creates a commission for you. So it's getting deep fast. There's a lot of ways you can learn about how to affiliate market, how to email market, how to reach your customers, how to offer them deals and better deals. And one of the most popular ways to do that is something called the webinar. A webinar is sort of the virtual or internet version of Ron Popeil. But wait, there's more. So there is more, but that's also a joke. I've watched dozens of webinars, listened to at least as many audio clips, and watched the same number of YouTube videos in an attempt to learn what I need to know to crack the code. Confusion point number two. There isn't just one way to do this. It does seem, however, that the vast majority of offers, which can come with big price tags, and offers for the done-for-you programs, well, they almost always seem to leave you needing one more piece. So at the end of some webinar, the webinar host is going to make you an offer. Now, generally, the webinar will have some actionable information, but you, dear webinar listener, you don't want to do all that work. Let me do it for you for the tidy fee of something. And that's the done-for-you part. And now I have not taken advantage of the done-for-you part because, frankly, I can't afford that. I know some people who have done that and have come away, well, less than enthused with their experience. So that doesn't mean all of them are. It's a big world and it's a lot of other things to see. So I don't know that that's true for all of them, but it seems to be, at least in the conversations I've had and the comments I've heard, a consistent theme. So I want to back up just a little bit and make sure I've covered at least part of the base because it gets cloudy fast. Affiliate marketing is just being a representative for a company and you earn a small commission from that company when someone purchases a product you recommend by clicking on a special coded to you link that you've put online or in an email or something. There are ways to do those kinds of vendings on social media, but that's a little trickier and we're not going to talk about that now. As far as affiliate opportunities, maybe the biggest opportunity is with Amazon. So Amazon, everyone shops Amazon and pretty much you shop Amazon and you get a physical thing. You buy shoes, you buy dresses, I don't buy dresses, books, whatever. And when you sign up and get approved as an Amazon affiliate, then you can put links to specific items that are exactly what you're talking about in your blog post or related if you're talking about scuba diving in Key West. You can put links to scuba diving equipment that you use. Or if you're making muffins, this is your favorite muffin pan, or you kind of get the idea. That is an affiliate link for a for-real physical product. There are also ways with affiliate marketing through ClickBank to sell digital products. So, for example, ebooks. You could buy an ebook on keto desserts, or a keto diet plan. You could buy an ebook on hunting and cooking. You can buy digital products that are software for managing your email program or just all digital publishing, videoing, all kinds of things are available on digital products that you can have an affiliate relationship with some company to earn a small commission when somebody buys your recommendation. One of the big challenges in affiliate marketing is finding the right product for your market or for your niche. Curiously enough, there's a digital product to help you learn to do that. I don't actually have a relationship with that product. As you get rolling in online sales, one of the most popular methods of earning an income is the same as earning an income in a landed store: repeat business. Or in the case of online, subscription affiliates such as, oh, say, a Cheesecake of the Month Club or wine clubs. When you get a subscription thing, you get somebody's buying something every month. This new cheesecake's being sent to the customer, and so you as the affiliate get that commission every month. It's a nice thing. You sell once and get paid for whatever the duration of the subscription is. But there is also another way. There's an idea, which is called the funnel. So you know what a funnel is. You use it every day in your kitchen. Well, not every day. But so the idea is the top of the funnel is you have a free offer. You want to build your email list, so you are going to offer this digital products, a PDF of the top 10 scuba spots in South Florida. Okay, so you have a small niche market because people in Kansas don't care. So people say, hey, you know, I'm going to go do that. I want this information. I'm going to give this person my email address, and they're going to send me this PDF. Now you have this asset of an email address. And that is the top of the funnel. And this can be done a variety of ways. One of the most common ways is that you have set up your email program to send this new subscriber an email saying, hey, welcome. Thanks for joining my list. By the way, here is an offer for a rebreather. I don't know. I can't speak scuba. And it's the best one I've ever used, and you can get yours for $7. And then a week later, because you have this email address, you find another product related to scuba or to swim or to sunscreen or who knows. So as the emails continue with these other product offers targeted toward this general idea of what this person obtained in the first place, you generally the price point is going to increase. So say the last item in that funnel is going to be a scuba weekend in Aruba and whatever, I don't even know how much that is. But so that's kind of the idea of what funnels are. So you can either build your own funnels or you can have them done for you. So that's another thing, and that's what I'm going to get to that in 1 second here. So as you listen to webinars and watch the videos and get involved in the affiliate marketing side of trying to be the affiliate, you're going to run into a lot of these terms, and funnel is a big popular term. And I've watched all these things, and all of the books I've read and webinars I've watched, the best information that I've come upon is Russell Brunson's .com secrets, which I have linked to in today's show notes page, culinarylibertarian.com/36. Information is plentiful. Finding information which really speaks to you and that you understand is scarce. And for me, Russell breaks down the ideas and presents them in a way that I really understand, more than just sort of academical saying, yeah, I can see the funnel in my head. I understand the idea. Russell and I have, he doesn't know it, but we have an engagement that I get. He has two books in his series. The second one is called Expert Secrets, but I haven't gotten to that yet because I haven't finished the first one. I have too many irons in the fire. Now, there is a big learning curve doing affiliate marketing and online marketing and e-commerce. And you can also get into e-commerce stores like WooCommerce and Shopify and Etsy. And that's similar in terms of e-commerce, but it's not really the affiliate thing, and that's another thing. And there are people who have podcasts who talk about that better than I do, but that is a possibility. And I've got one of those. I've got an Etsy store. I had a Shopify store, and I had to close the Shopify store because there was too much I didn't know how to do, and it wasn't working. There are rabbit holes aplenty in this whole affiliate world, and the more specialized you become into whatever niche you choose, that's just more and more and more. It's just more and more and more. It's just more. It can feel overwhelming, and much in this space can be. And every webinar seems to end with the used car salesman's sense of urgency. Act now or, oh, too late. So I feel like I've painted a bleak picture of this online commerce thing. And you'll hear phrases. The passive income is a popular one, and it's a good idea. Earn sales while you are asleep. Wake up and see your PayPal account. And yeah, that can happen. But the amount of chair sitting and typing and web page building and email composition is not passive. It is stationary activity. Your fingers and your brains are busy moving, but your butt's not going anywhere. And that feels like an investment of time and your own personal resource. And it kind of is. So it doesn't feel particularly passive. It takes a tremendous amount of stationary effort. So the selling point, pun intended, for the online sales life is that once you get this figured out, it's repeatable. Finding success with sales in shoelace tires can be repeated into some other product, necktie tires or whatever you want. Online sales is also transportable, and that's probably the thing that's the most attractive, is all you really need is a computer and an internet connection, and you can do this. Or you can check on this. So you can vend from Starbucks or the parking lot outside of Panera. Everything is digital, so you can be in Aruba and make sales and get paid, because this all goes just with digits online. You can have a variety of offers in a variety of niches, and when you crack the code, that's income. Online sales has a similarity to baking, which is, don't start making croissants before you learn to make biscuits. Start with the easy ideas first, and then understand them. That's one of the things that's attractive to me about Russell's book, is he makes it simple, and goes in order, and there is an order to this, which either wasn't entirely made clear or I wasn't paying attention, but there is an order. There are steps to all of this. Can you just dive into the deep end of the pool and make it work? Yeah, maybe you can, but I didn't. Start with the easy steps. Understand them. To me, it is more complicated than it appears. And getting a good sense of basics, building a good foundation, is a good plan. Just as not every baking author writes the best book for you, and in that I do have my favorites, not every webinar and not every offer is the best one for you. Webinars are very, very good at whipping up excitement and possibilities and the sense of urgency and scarcity. Hurry, hurry, only 15 spots left. And then you listen to the repeat and you hear, hurry, hurry, only 15 spots left. You're sort of like, wait a second here. Temper expectations and, you know, just take it easy, wait a day, sleep on it. I think responding with emotion instead of reason can sometimes be an expensive reaction. So depending on your visual preferences, either as Curly Howard said in that one particular episode, Goslow, of course means go slow, or Choose Wisely from that Woody Harrelson film. Once I get this first Russell book finished and start continuing my adventure in online selling, I'll keep you posted. I'm looking forward to following a path with probably a destination that has an appeal more than just floundering all over the place. So there are next steps, which I know about them. I don't really know how to implement them. So if you're up for it, we can do this together. I will keep you posted as the progress happens and what success I found. I don't know that my success is twinnable for you, but I will certainly tell you what I did. You can have at it. Or make it work. And if you find something that works for you, well, that's excellent. That's the beginning of my official start of really focusing on online things. And what kind of online marketer would I be if I didn't have affiliate links to the various products and books I mentioned? So, of course, all of that's going to be on today's show notes page, which, again, culinarylibertarian.com/36. All right, folks, that's going to do it. If you are interested in starting a blog, you will need hosting. Click over to culinarylibertarian.com/blogging for a link to my service provider, Bluehost, as well as links to some of my affiliate network sites. If you get hosting through my link, email me your receipt at podcast@culinarylibertarian.com. And I'll send you some digital bonuses to help you with your journey. You can see those bonuses on the blogging page. You can find links to the books mentioned on today's show notes page, culinarylibertarian.com/36. And have a fabulous week. See you soon.